Flirting with Disaster. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. By now you've heard the latest reason why losing Iraq would be a disaster.
If we give up the fight in the streets of Baghdad, we will face the terrorists in the streets of our own cities.
Which, of course, no one wants. But I was thinking, suppose they did try to fight us here. Don't we win that one? See, here in America, unlike in Iraq, the people are actually on the side of law and order. Heck, we have SWAT teams who'll kick in your door just for growing a little weed, never mind fooling around with explosives. And on the airplanes, passengers are ready to tackle you for requesting a pillow in a threatening manner. Actually, I think that what concerns people about the Iraq War is that after 3.5 years, victory keeps getting farther away. Once upon a time, it was about catapulting Saddam, but now...
The battle for Iraq is now central to the ideological struggle of the 21st century.
Yikes! Now it's Western civilization itself hanging in the balance. If it's true that in 2006, the threat to Western civilization is from a bunch of cave-dwelling 12th century fanatics with improvised car bombs and explosives made from sports drinks, do we still need all those nuclear submarines? We spend a pile of money to protect civilization. If you combine the annual military budgets of our arch enemies, Cuba, North Korea, Syria, and Iran, then multiply it by 32, it's almost as much as we spend on defense. Now, if that's not enough to protect Western civilization, can we have the money back? If we have to go down, at least we should have a hosted bar. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.